shared with the kids, Christmas Day is over. Some of you are going, whew. Some of you may have already put your tree away. Presents have already been opened. Family has dispersed. And for many of us, we're ready to wait again until next year. But where is it written that Christmas ends on Christmas Day? I think that's a cultural thing that we have done. Maybe it seems that the store's marketing plans have gotten us too early, starting 3 months before Christmas, closer to Halloween, than rather shifting it to its true place. We've heard the famous Christmas carol, The 12 Days of Christmas, which I can assure you has nothing to do with Christmas tradition except the 12 days of Christmas, despite what certain internet memes might suggest. I think that's been proven to be incorrect, those things on the internet, but they are quite unique and cute to read through those if you get a chance. But the 12 days of Christmas are those days we seem to think that the 12 days of Christmas are those leading up to Christmas. That's been a common misconception. It's actually the 12 days of Christmas. So it starts on Christmas and moves up through Epiphany. So imagine for a second that you're an Israelite living under Roman occupation, and you've been waiting so long for the promised Messiah that they were wondering if maybe God had forgotten them completely. I think sometimes we feel like that even today. Then, 9 months, not 3 months like the stores do, 9 months before Christmas, an angel comes to two individuals separately, Mary and Joseph, to announce the coming of the Messiah. Then two more people, Elizabeth and Zechariah, find out by chance of the coming of the Messiah. These are the only four human beings to know about the birth of the Messiah, the coming of the Messiah, or the Advent time. And they are waiting with great anticipation. Then on Christmas morning, God's gift of love and light comes into the world. On this very day, God sends angels to announce to the rest of the world that Jesus has been born. So the announcement is made on Christmas Day that God's promise has been fulfilled. Jesus has been born into the world. Now, not everyone heard the angels in the sky. They may have heard it from the shepherds, but not, maybe weren't sure about what was going on. And not everybody understood what the sign of the star in the heavens might have meant. You see, the 12 days of Christmas are a journey from Christmas to the Epiphany. It's an opportunity to recognize that God is doing something amazing. Now, the word Epiphany comes from the Greek word epiphanion, and I may have pronounced that wrong, which means manifestation or appearance. We don't use this very often in the Christmas tradition, just during this time of the year, because for us, the Epiphany is the recognition of God's divine status. Now, I know that many of us, depending on the time of year, we wonder what God is doing. Is God present with us? Sometimes we feel much like the Israelites in Advent. It just seems to go on forever. We're constantly wondering, where is God? And why has God not done something to help our situation? An epiphany is harder. Because you see, God only gives us a little bit at a time. You have to be paying attention. The wise men didn't just see the star and go, oh, something important, an important person has been born. They had to consult with one another. They had to go and glance at their star charts on the shelf. They had to go and talk with priests and prophets of varying religious traditions. And it wasn't until they had done much deliberation that they finally realized what God had done, and then they began their journey. Now you might be wondering, Heather, I have been going to church my whole life, and I could really use an epiphany moment. Well, dear friends, I cannot help you there. What I can tell you is that epiphany moments present themselves all the time. We just have to be willing to humbly observe what God is already doing in our lives and the lives of those who are around us. Mother Teresa tells a beautiful story about a man who was suffering from a horrible disease. He had sores and his body ached and he could not move from the mat that he was laying on. He told her how excruciatingly painful his legs and arms felt. And she said to him that Christ was not absent from him in his misery, but was present with him. She said that every time his body hurt, that Jesus was there to kiss it. Now, for many of us, including myself, I think I would rather the pain stop altogether. But this man recognized the presence of Jesus even in the midst of his suffering. And he did not want that beloved presence to leave him in that moment, or for any moment, because he said, "Sister, tell him not to stop kissing me." Can our recognition be the same? God's message isn't always big and flamboyant like many theater or magic shows. Oftentimes, God's message is far more subtle. Never was God's message more subtle than in the birth of Jesus. Because Jesus doesn't come from heaven already a full-grown adult, sprouting lightning and fire like we think of the Greek god Zeus. Nor does Jesus grow into someone so powerful that he takes over the world with one swipe of his hand. Jesus comes in the form of a tiny baby. Jesus grows to teach on the hillside. Jesus grows to bend down in the dirt and draw in it. Jesus grows to bring hope to those who need it most. During this season of Christmas, I pray that God reveals the love of the Christ child to you in new and amazing ways. I pray that we all can see God's amazing works being accomplished in the present, and I pray for you always to feel the loving presence of Christ in your lives. Let us pray. Almighty God and Father, sometimes we forget that you are closer than you appear. Reveal to us your holy presence and love this season and all the year through. We thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ, who is born in all of our hearts each and every day. May we come to recognize it. And we pray it all in your blessed Son's name. Amen.